Hey, my friends, welcome to the 15th Lincoln Show. I'm glad you're listening. I'm going to tell you how I almost died once. It was November 2001. I walked into a hardware store, and a demolition crew accidentally knocked down the hardware store instead of the building next door it was trying to knock down. I'm a part-time rural letter carrier for the post office. There's a driving safety procedure I learned from the post office that I think everybody should do. That is, always turn your wheels to the side when you park and use the parking brake. That will prevent your car from rolling down the hill on accident. I know someone whose young child died because they did not park properly. Safety is important. If you ever want to light a pile of brush on fire, don't use gasoline. Gasoline explodes too fast. Once we poured a gallon and a half of gasoline around the perimeter of a brush pile. Then we threw the match onto the gasoline, and boy did it make the awfulest thunder sound roll across the field. Kerosene and diesel are both safer than gasoline because they burn slower. But even kerosene and diesel can explode if it touches hot coals. So don't use kerosene or diesel on a half-started fire. When I was little, I lived in the city. We had a front lawn that was about 25 feet by 50 feet, and we kids thought it was hard to rake the leaves off that small lawn, until we moved to a 10-acre hazelnut orchard where we had to rake the whole orchard by hand. Raking 10 acres will give you a bigger perspective on how easy it is to rake a small city lot. There are 6 billion people in the world, and I am disappointed that I don't have enough time in my life to meet them all individually. And you internet people, life is too short to hide your identity from your friends just because you fear the weird people. Be an angel, spend your life encouraging people. Learn about my family. My grandpa Herbert and his siblings moved from North Carolina through Tennessee to Kentucky on a wagon train. He was born in 1908. The final medley is my brothers and sisters and parents singing, God Himself is with us, He is risen, Amen. Much of it was written by Joachim Neander. Neanderthal Valley in Germany was named after the Neander family. Neander Valley was where the so-called Neanderthal man was found. Joachim Neander, the composer of this song, was, what do you say, the real Neanderthal man? Remember to check www.lincolnshow.com next Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern.
God Himself is with us. Let us now adore Him and with awe appear before Him. God is in His temple. All within keep silence and before Him bow with
you.
Thanks for listening.